Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
It is The Savage Nation, the Thursday edition. What do you want me to talk about today other than Trump and Hillary? The words can't even come off my tongue right now. The tongue sticks to the roof of the mouth when I say election, Trump, or Hillary. If I say Clinton, Trump, or election, the tongue sticks to the roof of my mouth. Would you like me to talk about my recent blood tests? I'd rather talk about my blood tests than the blood being sucked out of me by the media vermin in this election. Would you rather I read from my unpublished novel, The Survivor? Would I rather tell you about Teddy's life? Or shall I tell you about the stories I was going to talk about until I realized I'm bored of them all? Such as, there's a story about the media fearing Trump voters. The minute Trump voters say the things to them they deserve to hear, they go into freak mode. They're terrified that the unbearables, the deplorables, the racists, the Nazis, the dumb, stupid whites without teeth, you know, the people they say are going to vote for Trump. In other words, you. In other words, 95% of the American people with a brain who can see between the lines are now apparently harassing the media by telling them what they think of them. I was going to ask you a question about it. Who do you distrust the most in the media and why? Who is the biggest propagandist of them all? If I were to say to you, who was the poster boy or the poster girl for everything wrong with the Sovietized American media, who would that be? When you say media, who do you hate the most? Let's make it clear. Let's make it easy. I have a top three. Devils. Top three devils. They have the right to be the asinine fools that they are. They have a right to be owned by Hillary Clinton. They have a right to get thrills up their leg when she speaks. They have a right to get drunk when Hillary Clinton speaks. But I have a right to call them out for what they are. Who do you feel are the worst of them? I was going to ask you that, but I'm not going to. I was going to ask you as well, what are the 10 biggest fears that you have about a Hillary Clinton presidency? Now there's the rub. If this criminal should win the presidency, and there's no question she's a criminal who corrupted the FBI or she'd be in prison right now, and the election would have been over. But they had corrupted the FBI long ago. They're two of the smartest criminals the world has ever seen, according to many, many people who have studied the situation. And yet Americans are going to vote for her in droves. We have no idea how to do anything about this, because no matter what you say, no matter what you show, no matter what you do, the solenterates in the media, to use a zoological term, the solenterates in the media will continue to say that Trump sneezed on a woman by accident 50 years ago, and it's a bigger crime than, let's say, taking billions of dollars into a slush fund called the Clinton Library, the Clinton Foundation, whatever they want to call it. So I would say to you, what are the 10 biggest fears you have about a criminal organization taking over the country? Of course, it's a moot point because it's already happened. It's like saying, what, now we have a pure government? You mean the senators and the Congress people in Congress now are pure? But what is your contingency plan if this criminal regime wins? What would you do? You moving? Where are you moving to? Tell me where you're moving to. Don't say New Zealand, please. There aren't enough sheep to go around. So I don't know. Where are you moving? Where's America? Where's it going to be? In the next hour, we have Dick Morris on to talk about the election and who might win it. He knows more than I do. I don't know who's going to win it. Do you? One day I see one thing, the next day I see another. One day I see he's up, then he's finished, then he's down. Now, who was it who first said to you the whole operation of the Clinton machine at this point, because the polls are showing them that she is in trouble? Who was the one who told you that their entire campaign was meant to discourage you from even going out and voting for Trump? Me. I said it to you 2 weeks ago on this show. Who now picked that up? Everyone. They're all listening to me. I'm the idea man in radio. I'm the idea man in this election. You know that and I know that. It's an original idea. I said to you that they see internal polls are showing she's hated by so many sectors of this population, including African Americans, including Hispanic Americans. They don't like her. And they're going over to Trump. And their internal polling said, look, we can't get any more African American voters than we already have. We can't get any more Hispanic voters than we already have. So what are we going to do? Aha! Let's try to discourage those racist, fascist, Nazi deplorables from even going out and voting. How do we do that? We tell them that the election's over. We get Wolf Blitzer, Jake Tapper. I can't even remember the others. They're in the top two. Megyn Kelly, let's put her up there in the panoply of propagandists, government agents, government news organization types, GNOs. You're worried about GMOs, I'm worried about GNOs, government news organizations. Believe me, there are many. And they tell them, look, let the deplorables out there think that the election's over so they don't even go out and vote. Okay, I'll do that. And then Wolfie does what the little boy is supposed to do. Jake does it. Anderson Stuper does it, the government agent. Who trained Anderson Cooper? Was he trained by a government agency? Who actually taught him how to talk and how to walk and how to... Anyway, so he does it. Every day, that's all I talk about. Not the looming nuclear war with Russia that Obama's gotten us into and Hillary's gotten us into. Not the numerous scandals that surround Obama and Hillary. No. Donald Trump sneezed on an airplane in 1984. And the droplets touched a woman's coat. And as a result, he's a rapist and a misogynist. So deter the women from voting. Make the general deplorable vote feel that they can't win so they don't come out. So in other words, destroy their morale. It's a psyops war. It's something that is done by the U.S. government on a regular basis against the American people themselves. The U.S. government used to run psyops campaigns against enemy countries, but since the only enemy to this corrupt administration are the deplorables, they are now running the entire psyops operation against you. And I feel as though I am back where I started, deep underground, broadcasting to the remnants of America. It's as though the war is going on over my head. And we know what the war is. Right now it's a war of propaganda. But if this criminal machine should win, it will turn from a war of propaganda to an actual war against the truth in a way you could never imagine. But I know what it's going to be like. In fact, on the last debate night, I was up at a club. Robert, do we have the soundbite of that Russian woman? This is a very important soundbite, probably one of the best. And I asked the Russian woman at the bar what she thought of the debate. What happens if Hillary wins? And she said one line. This line was more succinct than any I have heard about what will happen if she wins. Do we have it, Robert? Good. Good job. Let's hear it.
If she wins, says the Russian woman in America.
If she wins, we'll tell you what's going to happen to America from now on, because we grew up with this.
In Russia. That's all panimaish.
Have you heard anyone say it more simply than that woman? They fled the Soviet Union 30 years ago. They came to America. They worked hard. They built their lives. They wake up, and what's happening, they cannot believe. This is true also for Vietnamese who I've spoken with, who fled communism. I know a Vietnamese gentleman, he's in his 60s now, who flew against the communists. He flew in the Vietnam Air Force against the Chinese communists. He was a rich boy, but in other countries, the rich boys have to serve in the military. They don't go into the media or the government. They actually serve their country, as was once true in America, by the way. The leadership was all drawn from the military in this country. It would be unthinkable to have a low-life community organizer for president in any other time in history but now. But that's what we have. Now we go below him to a new level, a new low. She's going to now lead the military. A woman who sacrificed the military over and over again for her personal gain. A woman who wasted a U.S. ambassador would not send aid. I covered this In my last book, Government Zero, we named the generals who were purged by Obama, who were ready to testify that they were willing, ready, and able to go in and defend Benghazi from the assault, and someone gave them the thumbs down. We know who the someone is now, and we know why they gave a thumbs down. She's now going to be commander-in-chief. Can you believe this? They all say the same thing. They all see this. And so, my friends, here we are. Just know this. As I said to you yesterday, you are not alone. And why I tell you are not alone is because they want you to think you are alone. They want you to think that you are crazy. They want you to think all of the vermin in the media, all of the filth, the lowest of the intelligentsia are in the media. The lowest of the intelligentsia, no matter how high their pay may be, they are the lowest of the intelligentsia in this country. And this low-life element in our society, in the media, want you to believe you are alone. You are crazy. There's something wrong with you. When in fact, you are the majority. You are the majority. But they're such vicious propagandists in the prog media. They want you to feel isolated and alone. That you are out of step with society. Not the mobs of thugs in Black Lives Matter. Not the criminals or the diseased illegal aliens who are rushed into this country to vote by Obama. Not to mention the corrupt government officials. They're not out of step with America. Not the fanatical left-wing president. No, he's not out of step with America. No, it's you, the deplorable taxpayer. And the reason I say this to you is that you're not alone. And the reason I keep telling you about how well this show is doing is because they made you think I'm marginal. They made you think I'm nobody. They never mention me, do they? Whenever they talk about conservatives in the media, do they ever mention Michael Savage? Never. Why? Why do they mention others who have no effect whatsoever? Who have no, I can't use the word, it's a family show. Who have no barbs on their berries, let's put it to you that way. Many in the conservative media are mentioned by the progs, but they're basically toothless with no barbs on their berries. They don't want you to hear about a man whose show is doing so well as mine. I came from the ashes of a career. I had a career that was almost 18, 19 years long, and it crashed and burned because of a legal dispute I had to get into to get out of a contract that was illegal to begin with. A contract that held me down as though I was a slave. Even though I wanted to get out of that contract as I was legally able to do so, I was dealing with a machine that would not let me out of it. I took a chance. I spent a lot of money. I went through all the courts. No matter what case I won, they wouldn't let me out because the legal system itself is warped and corrupted. The legal system, I will tell you right now, is set up only for lawyers. It's not set up for justice. It is not set up for justice. The average person stands not a chance in the courts. Not a chance in you know where. But I won in an arbitration, three arbitrators, and I got out, and I had no show waiting for me. And I would say something, well, let's put it to you this way. I went from that to Broadway and 42nd Street. And I landed on the biggest stations in America in East Coast drive time. And right now, after all these years of struggling, no matter what has been thrown at me, no matter how I'm ignored as it was ignored, as people were ignored in the Soviet Union, I'm still on many hundreds of stations. And on my flagship station of WABC in New York, which is a good bellwether, the show is still number one on WABC Radio in New York City. Number one, 12+. Number one, 2554. So what does that say to you? What does it say to you that the show is number one on WABC, the book Scorched Earth, without a single major media outlet taking me on, even though I'm a well-known author, probably one of the best-known authors in America right now? Very well-known. One bestseller after another. Do you know anyone else who has four bestsellers in a row? Tell me who's had four books in a row that are on the New York Times bestseller list in the radio business, because I don't know of any. And yet not one outlet would book me. I'm not crying about it because of my loyal audience, mainly through this show and my website, michaelsavage.com, and a recent Facebook presence. The book was 4 weeks on the New York Times list, and it's still selling like crazy, Scorched Earth, Restoring America After Obama and Hillary. So why is it then that I tell you about the ratings and the book sales? Is it simply because I need to feel good about it? You think I need to boast? I am so past needing to boast. If you only knew who I really was. I'm not humble. I'm beyond humble. I'm beyond boasting. I tell you that so that you understand that you're not alone. In other words, if my books are selling crazily, if my ratings are so high, it means that there's a huge audience for my message. And it means you're not alone. It means that you, the deplorables, are the majority, not the tiny minority of worms. I'll be back in a minute to take your calls on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. Well, the topic that caught fire so far is who do you distrust or hate the most in the media? Who was the biggest propagandist and what are their biggest lies? And where would you move if the criminal Clinton machine wins and we're now living under a criminal regime, an outright criminal regime with no opposition? Where would you go? Because many people are thinking about that. Okay? WABC Larry, come on, fire away, 30 seconds or less. Where are you going to move if Hillary wins?
Well, Michael, my wife and I just came back from Italy for three weeks. I went to Rome, Florence, Milan, and Venice. I can count on my fingers how many Muslims I saw over there. I did.
How about the burkas? You didn't see the burkas flying in Rome?
Not one burka. I saw more nuns walking around with their little veils on. Then I saw absolutely.
You actually would move to Italy to get away from Clinton?
You know what? I despise that woman, what she's doing and what she stands for. And I would seriously think about moving to Italy.
But all right, that's a thought. I never heard about it. I never heard about that option. All I hear about is New Zealand, like it's some panacea.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Many years ago, I wrote an article entitled Immigrants and Epidemics. It was back in the 80s. I don't really remember exactly when. No, actually, it was in the late 70s. I was still in grad school. And it was so insightful, I tried to get it published as a book. Not a single New York publisher would touch it for political reasons. What Nero Obama has done to this country, what Nero Obama has done to this country, there's a new one for you. I coined the phrase Mao Obama, but let me give you a new one. Nero Obama has done to this nation.